I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about the obsession Republicans seem to have with voter fraud. Of course, we all know about former president and party leader who cannot get through a sentence without decrying the injustice he suffered at the hands of voting fraudsters who rigged the 2020 election. Neither he nor his minions have yet to offer any real proof this crime occurred, but that's not the evidence of their obsession. During the past months, several examples of voter irregularities have been discovered, none of which had any consequence to election results, but were actual voting crimes and were committed by, wait for it, Republicans. The latest was the discovery that former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows had registered to vote in North Carolina at an address of a mobile home where he had never even spent a night, let alone qualified as his official residence. And who in Florida can forget the four residents of the Villages who were charged with voting twice, once in Florida and once again in their home states, caught in a state attorney general Ashley Moody dragnet called for after an anonymous whistleblower claimed hundreds in Florida might have voted twice. And speaking of Florida, an investigation by the Miami Herald found that Republican canvassers visited low-income housing complexes throughout Hialeah and Little Havana, where voter registration data showed unusually high numbers of voters switching from one party to another last year. Four out of five residents told reporters their party affiliation had been changed to Republican without their consent. Perhaps the most brazen example of individual voter fraud is the case of the Colorado man who was accused of submitting his missing wife's absentee ballot. He is also suspected of murder in her disappearance. When interviewed by the FBI, Barry Morphew said that he wanted Trump to win and I just figured I'd give him another vote, according to an arrest warrant affidavit. I figured all these other guys are cheating, which is a recurring excuse by Republican fraudsters for committing their crimes. Of course, the question that begs to be asked is, if the other guys are cheating so much, why are the only ones getting caught, Republicans? And those are just a few examples of individual voter fraud that did not affect an election outcome, which is typical, according to the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation's public database of ballot fraud cases. A review of that database reveals an astonishing fact. In every listed indictment and conviction for voter fraud or other malfeasance in connection with the 2020 presidential general election, when the culprit's political affiliation is known, he or she turns out to be a Republican or an unabashed conservative. But an election fraud committed by 59 Republicans nationwide casting fake electoral votes for Donald Trump is no joke, but a clear and present danger to our democracy.